This week on the OneCast, we are going to catch up on us. We're going to talk about our community and some awesome stuff that's been going on. And we're just going to talk fishing.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, God, it's a toad. It's a toad, dude.
Let's go. I wake up to a little bit of drool on my pillow. Feel like it's going to be a bad day.
What's going on, OneCast fans? Welcome back to the OneCast. Episode number 71. No guest tonight. It has been a while since it's just been the three of us talking about stuff going on. But we wanted to update you all because we know not everybody jumps on the Fishing Friday Live and checks that out. So, you know, we've got fishing stuff to talk about. We want to continue to talk about our mission here at the OneCast and kind of what we believe in and just share some cool stuff that's been going on. So, of course, before we do all of that, we got to make sure we shout out those awesome companies that help us make this possible. Starting with OneCast Fishing, head to onecastfishing.com. Use the code TheOneCast, all one word at checkout. Save you some money on the snagless jigs, long neck hooks, weedless Neds, all the soft plastics, which are poured here in the U.S. of A. Support them. Check them out. Onecastfishing.com, code TheOneCast. Of course, rocking the Carolina Waters hat. Ben's rocking a Carolina Waters hat. Make sure you head to CarolinaWatersNC.com. Again, the code, all one word, the OneCast at checkout. Save you some money. Get some UPF gear, some hats, new stuff coming. The buffs are out. They're going to have some UPF gloves here soon, some new shirt designs coming soon. So if you haven't yet, make sure you check them out. You don't have to be in North Carolina. You don't have to rep that. It does say Carolina Waters on there, but it's really, to me, it's more of a state of mind, man. Like, we're pretty laid back down here and like to spend our free time on the water, whether you're a boater or fishing a bank line or out in a kayak or running around in your lake life boat. Just kidding. Your wake boat or whatever it is, enjoying the water. It's nationwide. We all love to do it. So check out CarolinaWatersNC.com. Code the OneCast. Also, Hobie Eyewear, big on board. Super happy to be repping them, working with them. Really high quality glass at an affordable price. Make sure you click the link below to go there. It'll save you 15% off your order. Check out the floating frame series if you're looking for fishing glasses, polarized. The Sightmaster, super awesome for low light. They got a bunch of different lens types depending on the type of water. If you don't know which one to choose, head back a few episodes, listen to when we had them folks on. And they gave us the rundown of what lens to use in what water condition, sunlight, all that good stuff. But low light, highly recommend you grab a pair of the Sightmasters. Although for us, bed fishing season's about over, but we definitely put them to the test this year. There's still a few on the bed around, but it's winding down pretty quick. But it's all about protecting your eyes on top, being able to see those fish. So again, that's Hobie Eyewear. Make sure you check them out. You have like... This episode drops, what's the date this one comes out?
Today's May 1st. It'll be
May 9th. 8th. So you'll have exactly, let me look real quick for those of you listening. You have a couple days. That 13th it ends, there's a promotion. So if you go order a pair of eyewear, it's a Mother's Day promotion, but they're running it through 5/13. So May 13th, get a free microfiber Hobie towel, just like you see there. Really high quality towel. That's HobieEyewear.com. But use the link in the chat description to save 15% and grab you some of that. Trey, you want to shout out our other guy?
This microfiber towel is absolutely amazing. It's like one of the best towels you can use to wipe that fish slime off your hands after you got done using the Sightmasters to jack them off the bed. So I just have to second that. But here's what you need to do. You need to call. You need to text 936-494-9686 or shoot our buddy Eric Schwinn at Mossy Oak Properties an email and get you set up with your piece of paradise. Eric is serving the Sandhills region here in North Carolina. He's your Mossy Oak Properties broker. He just got a sweet vinyl decal on his Ford F-250. So it says Mossy Oak Properties all the way across it. But he's got tons of land. He's got vacant land. He's also got land with homes on it. If you guys are looking to get your slice of paradise, shoot him a text, give him a call, 936-494-9686, or shoot him an email at ESCHWIND@mossyoakproperties.com.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, now let's talk fishing.
How's everyone been?
It's been good, man.
Dude.
I tell you what, let me
turn into the table now.
I have a guest. It's been a busy last couple of weeks. So I guess it's been a week since I've been out. Almost a week. It'd be a week tomorrow because Pete texted me, "You got that thumbnail done yet for our last episode?" And I was out on the water, jacked a couple off of bed. I caught a bunch of crappie, chain pickerel. Overall, pretty good day, but it has been a busy week trying to restock product. I had to prep for my Sunday school class too on Saturday. So unfortunately, I got to get out this week. I know the weather's going to be great, and hopefully they should be postponed now. So I'm going to be throwing a lot of top water.
Yeah. I think, I mean, we've been running tournaments, you know, since what was our first tournament, Pete? February?
No, March.
March. Yeah, March. And, you know, we've been waiting, and I'm going to talk spawn here a little bit, but we've been waiting. We were waiting for that spawn to happen.
Well, that water was right for a month.
Yeah. And it just feels like, you know, like when it came, it's definitely not over. No, it's definitely not over, but it feels like the spawn came a little later. Right. Or it came, but then we had all that cold weather come in. And so it's made the bed fishing, the sight fishing and stuff a little inconsistent, which is why those Hobies are so fire, because when they are on the bed, you got to be able to see them to get them off the bed. But I went out today to test out the my transducer. And for those of you who and we love to give tips and tricks and stuff like that, but like for those of you who own aluminum boats, and it probably works the same for fiberglass boats, you know, like depending on where your transducer is positioned, it creates drag, and sometimes those holes will get a little wider than expected and your bolts and stuff will start backing out. So last week I had to do some upgrades to the transducer and stuff and let it sit painfully for like a full week. And I told Pete I was going to let it sit. But I was able to get it out there today for a couple hours after work, and they were absolutely loaded on the bed. I caught one off the bed, probably had 15, 20 more bites, but I was trying to specifically sight fish them. And so it feels like they're all in the bed right now, but I guarantee you, like Pete said, like give it a couple of days and they'll just be gone.
Yeah.
And
especially with that 90, yeah, especially that 70, 90 degree day.
That is one lake. Every other lake, they are not on the bed anymore. You might find one here or there, but they're not heavy. It's about done on Jordan. I think I saw one fish on the bed last weekend. Yeah, one was the only fish. I only found one fish on the bed, but caught it. Another one was Fry Garden. I thought it was on a bed, and I fished for it for like 2 hours and realized it was Fry Garden. And it wouldn't eat anything. Whatever it was eating was micro, and I didn't have anything that small. So, but I did catch. It was probably one of the most fun days I've had on Jordan. I probably caught, thinking through the day, I don't know, 25, 30 fish, all on top water. Every single one of them.
Was it shad spawn going on?
No shad spawn. They were all just post spawn right where they should be. I think my best five was right at 18 pounds. So, caught like 3, 4.5 pounders, which was super fun on top water, and then rounded it out. But it was a super fun day. Then they were all, you could tell they were spawned out, all bloody. They were secondary. Some of them were getting closer to primary points, on channel swings and stuff. So right where you would expect those post spawn fish. So, I probably could have caught even more if I would have fished different baits, but they were eating the top water I was throwing, and I'm not going to put it out there just yet because we still got a couple tournaments and they're going to keep eating it. And it's not one that a lot of people throw. So more to come maybe after Mayo, which is our next one. I won't be fishing that one, but it's exciting for me. Like when this comes out, I'll be down on Murray doing the old Marshall thing with the Elite. So looking forward to that. Getting to spend some time down there with a couple Elite Series pros and watch their tournament day, see what goes on. You know, hopefully get somebody fun.
So before we move past that, though, why are you going down to Marshall the Elites?
Well, I mean, I tell everybody it's because it's our wedding anniversary, but that's not, I mean, we were talking about going to begin with. It just so happens to be day one we'll get there Wednesday, which is our actual wedding anniversary, and then we'll spend the weekend down there. So you're guaranteed 2 days. So you're guaranteed Thursday, Friday. And then they take, you know, when they do the cut, they take the first 25 that registered, and then they fill out the second 25 with what they call super marshals. And then nobody goes the last day because they have cameras and all the boats. So we'll hang out. I don't know if we'll stay and watch them crown the champion. Maybe if it's somebody that we know well, we'll hang out, but might just get back and get ready to go back to work. But it's gonna be fun.
That's a week after this drops, right?
No, it'll be day one the day this comes out. So next Thursday is day one.
It's faster than I thought, because I know the opens are on they're going on right now.
Yeah, tomorrow's day one.
Yeah, tomorrow's day one. Well, yeah.
You know, as this is airing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going on right now.
The opens are done as this is airing.
I'm speaking.
So the Elite Series is going on as this one is airing.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Right.
You guys remember, you guys remember when we first started this podcast, like I got absolutely crucified for saying like I'm not a huge fan of co-anglers, yeah, unlike, you know, the open side or the Toyota series side and stuff like that. But something that you're doing, marshalling for the elites, it costs you nothing, right?
No, it
costs a little.
It used to be free. Now, because people would sign up and then not show up, they didn't. Yeah. You got to put a little skin in the game, but you get a bunch of free stuff, I think, that pretty much makes up for whatever it is that you pay. I think it's $90.
$90.
But I'm getting an education for $90.
Exactly.
From an elite series pro.
So it costs $90 a Bassmaster credit hour for you to go and be paired with hopefully some, I mean, they're all skilled, and you get to go and soak up that information for 2 days guaranteed.
Yeah. Will you have the same angler for 2 days?
No, you draw every day.
That's so cool too. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, if you're in the market for like getting, you know, getting furthering your knowledge or just doing something a little different, anybody can do it. Obviously, there's stipulations too. There's an age requirement and stuff like that, right?
No, you just have to be a member of BSS.
Okay. So you can be like 14 years old and be a marshal.
Yeah, you have to have a waiver signed by your parents. Yeah. Huh. I think it might be 16.
Okay.
I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I don't think there's. It might be 14, but yeah, if you're under 18, you have to have a waiver from a parent.
Like, I just
and you have to sign a waiver as an adult too.
I just think it's a really cool concept.
Oh, yeah,
you're paying money. I think paying money is a good thing too, because then that probably helps eliminate some people from, you know, not marshalling the right way, of course. But it just gives you, it just opens your eyes, and what a great opportunity to network. And I'm sure you're probably going to bring some guests back to the OneCast, which we're really super excited about.
Yeah. I'm hoping to snag a few folks. We got some cool guests lined up and some we're reaching out to. So, we haven't talked in a while. So I'll leak it out there. We're working to, we'll have Logan Latuso come on after that event. At some point, going to get him scheduled. Super excited. Logan's a great guy. I mean, you know, at the classic last year, I sat and talked to him at the missile booth for like 2.5 hours. And it was just like you were sitting at a club meeting with somebody you've known forever. Super, super good to talk to. Very, very open to sharing, you know, his knowledge and stuff. So looking forward to that. I know you're working on a couple of the Missouri folks. We won't mention those names because some of them are pretty big. I'm sure you can figure it out. we'll have more MPFL anglers for sure joining us. So some exciting stuff coming. Also still looking for some of those kind of off non-fishing folks, because those episodes do well. You guys like those. The Bass Tanks guy, a lot of you enjoyed that one. You've enjoyed a lot of the other industry folks we've had on. So, I'm looking forward to the upcoming stuff. But while we talk about episodes and you folks listening, like if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know that you know, We sat down when we started this and kind of thought about what we could do and how we wanted to do it. And we wanted to grow a community, a true community of people, true followers, not a bunch of bots and stuff, not a bunch of views just because of hot takes or whatever. And we wanted to draw a community and build that around information sharing, anglers helping anglers. You hear us at the end of every episode, every live, and a lot of our posts. We're, you know, building a culture of anglers helping anglers one cast at a time. And super cool stuff. So before I get into what this last weekend went down, I want to talk about, if you don't know, I think I've talked about it. I spent 10 years in public service as a paramedic. In those times, I made a lot of really good friends. One of them was a guy I worked with almost on a permanent basis for 5 years or so, Rob Waldron. What's going on, Rob? Hopefully you're checking it out. But he's still a full-time fireman in the city of Wheeling, West Virginia. You know, public service, military, none of them make enough money. So teaching his kid hard work. He's got his son. I'm not going to try to remember your on Hunter's age. I'm sure you're listening, Hunter, because I know you listen to us, and I can't remember exactly how old you are, and I don't want to be way wrong. So, but he's a young man, and he was grinding. He was out there cutting grass and doing all kinds of stuff, raising money to, he wanted to get his lifetime hunting and fishing license. That was his goal. So, I saw that, and in line with that, you know, I'm blessed to be in an opportunity to have a pretty good job. And I reached out to his mom and said, hey, I want to throw him a couple bucks just because I appreciate the grind and what he's trying to do. You know, how important the outdoors are for all of us, keeping our youth out of trouble. If they're out there hunting and fishing, they're not drinking and chasing women like we did. but wanted to help him out. So I sent Hunter a couple bucks towards that. He did end up getting it. And I got a little package from him the other day, and this was super cool. So he sent me a little thank you card. with a note, and your handwriting is way better than mine. So, he just wanted to send me a little custom hand painted thing. So they're doing a thing in school, where they teach them, you know, like skills, like vendor skills, stuff like that. And, they had a thing called Red Devil Outfitters period. They've been doing different lures and stuff, spinner baits, deep divers, swim baits, all that kind of stuff. So he hand painted a little, deep diving crankbait and sent it to me. So super cool, Hunter. I wanted to show this. I don't know that I'm going to fish it. I'm probably just going to hang it up because I think it's really cool. It's going to be hard to see because it's blue and so is my shirt. But yeah, man, I really appreciate that, Hunter. And I appreciate that you're doing that. And Red Devil Outfitters, that's a pretty cool name. If that's your name, I would definitely keep that. The hooks are good because I hooked myself when I was trying to take it out of there. So appreciate that. But just shout out to Hunter Waldron, the whole Waldron family. They're good people. And glad you were able to get your lifetime. Glad you're out there fishing. I know you guys are doing a bunch of trout fishing and you're big into archery now. So, Steve, if you're listening to this, I'm going to send Hunter your way. I want you to hook him up, man. And Steve's my buddy that owns the Archer's Edge in Pennsylvania. It's a big archery shop. So just wanted to shout you out, Hunter. I appreciate that. I appreciate you grinding, wanting to do that. Keep chasing, man. When you get down here to North Carolina, hit us up. And we'll get you out on the water. We'll get Chase some, I don't know. We'll get Chase whatever's biting. Largemouth, spotted bass. Yeah, I was humbled by that. I wasn't expecting that. So thanks again. But that's, you know, that's what we were looking for. We're looking for that community. We want to help people when we're able to. As a podcast, as individuals, we all do work with local 501c3s, with just taking folks out fishing. So, Trey, yeah. You want to talk about, or Ben, what do you want to talk about, what happened this past weekend?
Well, I was just going to say that was absolutely awesome. One, for Pete for helping out, and two, you know, giving the thanks back in that community. And I was just going to say, and I'll let Trey talk about what happened last week because you guys were on the water. But, you know, I show up here on Fishing Friday and we had David down here from New Jersey. He was down fishing for I don't know how long he's here, about a week.
He's here for 2 days.
Yeah.
For 2 days. And out here fishing some of our lakes because he's heard we've talked about him so much and all the big bags out there. So he wanted to come down, and he's coming down later. And then David's the same one who came down to Richmond, right, to see us at our booth there at the Richmond Fishing Show. So I know you guys had the opportunity to get out last Saturday. So
yeah, it was so let me caveat off like what you guys just talked about. I mean, we haven't been doing this podcast a long time.
A little over a year.
You know, we've went to the Bassmaster Classic. We've went to ICAST with One Cast Fishing. We went to all these fishing shows.
NPFL, the Lake Lanier, yeah.
You know, we met great people, the guys from Bass and Brews podcast, a lot of NPFL anglers, Elite Series anglers, Open anglers, Toyota Series anglers. Larry, you know, one of our good buddies, Larry, who hooked us up with a bunch of baits from Academy. We paid for them. I'm just kidding. And then you got people that our show is part of their life, right? And I mean that
we've got people tuning in every Friday to Fishing Friday.
So, you know, that was the, I had a conversation with David and Christine. They drove all the way down from New Jersey. I think it's about a 9 hour.
Shout out again. Yeah.
Yep.
Really. I'm floored.
Yeah. So. All the way down from New Jersey. You know, David came down here because of the show. You know, one of the things that he said to me before we even went on the water was when Fishing Friday comes on, Fishing Friday Live, his wife pulls us up as they're watching a Major League Baseball game. And she's like, the boys are on. And so like while they're watching baseball, they're watching Fishing Friday Live, like all these things are happening. And it was just really, like Pete said, is extremely humbling to think that, you know, three dudes sitting around, schmucks. that's a Jersey thing to say. Schmuck.
Three schmucks
sitting around running their mouths about fishing and stuff has actually had an impact and kind of nested its way in somebody's daily routine or weekly routine. So it's very humbling. So they drove all the way down here. They got one of the coolest Airbnbs, right, cool. That I saw.
It was super nice.
It was right over by Pete's place, right over by Jordan Lake.
I never even knew it was an Airbnb.
Nope, had no idea. And, you know, we met at the lake. David brought his Nitro down to Z9, and, you know, we hit Harris to give him, like, an area of familiarization of Harris because Pete and Chelsea were recently voted on with our buddies over at Take a Warrior Fishing, which we've had on the show. So if you haven't heard of them, rewind and go back and listen to those guys, which is a 501c3 focused on veteran outdoor therapy. And they're doing a phenomenal job and they have a really great team. And so David is coming down next month, May 18th, for the Take a Warrior Fishing veteran event on Sharon Harris Reservoir. So we got some familiarization, right? Mm-hmm. He caught a giant snapping turtle.
Giant
snapping turtle. I put it in the net for him. It was not about catching fish. I mean, of course, that's a bonus, just like David said. But at the end of the day, like he wanted to just be here with us and just meet us, right? Fish with us, converse with us, all those things. So it was truly a fun time on Friday. And then the next day was really special. The next day, I jumped in their boat because I just told you at the beginning of this episode, I had some transducer issues and I was taking on water in my boat. So I was like, yep, got to let
this. All three of you jumped in?
So me, David and Christine in his boat, and then Pete and Chelsea were in their boat. And it was a great day. I mean, we caught a ton of fish on top water and some other baits. But the coolest thing about it, so he got a familiarization of Jordan Lake. But the coolest thing about it was he caught his very first fish in North Carolina ever on a one cast snagless flipping jig.
Oh, that is outstanding. He's
never caught
his
first jig fish ever.
Was he flipping a bush or something?
Nope. He was flipping a lay down.
That's awesome.
Yep. Flipping a lay down. And so he caught his very first fish on a jig and it was a one cast snagless flipping jig, 3/8 ounce green pumpkin. Right.
That is, outstanding.
With a Nighthawk trailer, I believe. Green one. I don't think it's called Nighthawk, but I can't remember the name. It's a green one.
Well, the Nighthawk's got a black and blue. Yeah. You know, that is awesome to hear. I think I've said it, you know, time and time again, is that I don't get as fish as much as I used to. So just because I'm always working. And that's part of being in the industry. And, yep. and I wish I could have been out there Saturday, but because I was working, procrastinating, I was prepping for Sunday.
Yeah.
But I was doing that all morning. But I get to live vicariously through folks who, like David, who catch fish off those products, and just seeing that, like, it means, okay, the hard work I'm putting in, it lets people go out there and catch fish.
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. You know, make those memories on the water, and that's ultimately, you know, what it's about. And so,
yep,
that is you surprised me. No one told me about that yet.
I didn't want to tell you that. I wanted to tell you that. So this was really funny, right?
Go
ahead.
No, good.
Oh, so we pulled up and he goes, and I was kind of coaching him, right? Like he was looking for our mentorship, like our guidance on, because we fish all the time, mm-hmm. right? And they fish Jersey water.
Which we have learned is very different.
Very different.
Four foot mud puddles.
Yeah, they don't run big motors up there. So there was a lot of education from the boating side. But the fishing side, we were talking through picking high percentage areas, how to fish certain baits, what conditions to fish certain baits in. And he goes, you know what? I don't think there's a better way than to throw a bait made in Carolina in the Carolina waters. Right. And he caught his first jig fish. And he also caught his very first topwater. And I won't say the bait because Pete didn't want to say
it. That one on the down, but he caught a little bit.
He caught a fish on this certain topwater bait and he couldn't have been more ecstatic. And so, you know, all in all, like just from the fishing side of it, like there was so much growth. There was a relationship that it wasn't rapport. It was past rapport now.
Yeah.
Like we have a lot of rapport with people, but it moved past that. It was a relationship. We talked about how to power load a boat. We did it, right? We talked about how to use trim properly and get that motor in a position where you can run wide open. We talked about, you know, fishing techniques and reading water, reading weather, like all sorts of stuff. And then at the end of the day, it was just fun, right? Yeah. It was just a no pressure fun deal. And his wife got to experience all of it. She took some really cool photos and stuff and I'll leave these gifts for you guys, but it was truly just one of the most humbling things to see somebody drive all the way down from the Northeast, to fish with us, to spend time with us, you know,
that is phenomenal. Yeah. And you also got him out in the water. So when he comes back here, in a couple of weeks for the, Take the Warrior Fishing Tournament, which I think we're all three going to be at now,
mm-hmm. yep,
May 18th. Yep. On May 18th. And, now he's going to know where to go smack him at.
I know. I showed him some juice holes.
That's awesome.
So
those are probably my juice holes, man. I'm and to compete now. No, I'm just kidding.
We're all going to be bumping or bumper.
And, I'll tell you this, when we're out there in the tournament, if they're not catching them within the first couple hours, I'm calling them. If I'm catching them,
yeah.
Then I'm calling them and be like, get over here right now, right? Because we want to put these veterans on these fish.
Yeah, because that's what that event is all about. Absolutely. It doesn't really matter if, you know, my mentality going out there is like, I don't really care if I catch fish.
Right.
I just want the guy, right? That thing, the veteran. Right,
if I can get one bite, I'm done. I just want to figure out what they're doing so that I can get them on some fish. But it's about getting those veterans on fish. And even if they don't catch fish, if we don't catch any fish, whoever's in my boat, we're still going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that. But before I talk about the gifts, because Dave and Christina gave us some really cool gifts, I just want to, I shared it on my personal Facebook. You can go find it. I made this one. I make some posts public. This one's public. I do keep some of my life private, but I did make this one public. But I shared Dave's post, and he's got a big, long post about coming down here and everything going on. But there was something that he said in it, and Trey, you had a conversation with him that led into this. And it really, like, if this whole thing folded tomorrow, then I feel like we accomplished our mission. Because I feel like we've made lifelong friends and have impacted their life. We're not going anywhere, folks. Not anytime soon anyway. But at the end of his post, he said, I just can't thank Trey, Brandy, Pete, Chelsea, my wife, Brandy's Trey's wife, and Ben for their hospitality and friendship. Trey said to me this weekend that sometimes it's not good to meet your heroes. But for me, I got a chance to meet my heroes, and they're awesome, kind, and amazing people. I can't wait to visit again soon. And just said, I'll miss y'all. There's some other stuff, and I'll miss y'all till we see each other again. Like, yeah, that one hit, man. Like,
where's the youngins at?
I don't know, man.
That is very
I don't think I'm anybody's hero. I know there's at least one human on this earth that probably thinks I'm their hero because I legitimately, they were dead and I saved their life. And that wouldn't surprise me if they said that. I was just doing my job in that case. But nothing I've ever done. I know nothing you did in your service, nothing that you've done in your service was to be somebody's hero. But to have somebody bring us into their life and think like that, just because we run our traps about fishing and give some information and talk and
that's why
fishing
is so great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, you know, on the professional side, right, the high level, there's drama, there's dissension, there's conversation, there's debate, and on. Sure, we talk about some of the hot topics sometimes, but ultimately, like, fishing is about getting in the outdoors, reconnecting with nature, and with the people who also enjoy being in nature as well. And that's ultimately what it should be about.
Yeah, the man, that was a 3 hour and 21 minute conversation before we went fishing on Sharon Harris. That was a Thursday conversation, and I said that, right? We were talking about, you know, meeting really cool people in the industry and stuff like that. And you know, frankly, David, yeah, he watches tournament fishing, but like, that's only 0.1% of the fishing world, right? And so
I think 1%, when you look, I think the last numbers they posted at ICAST, 1% of anglers are tournament anglers. 1%.
And I think it's important, you know, for everybody that, you know, watches our show or listens to our show, or anybody that's just indulged in bass fishing in general, the market is saturated with tournament angling. And that's fine because we're tournament anglers, but that is just only a small piece of the pie. But what I think is important about that is, even though it's a small piece of the pie, it's what everybody sees. And that's why, if you're a professional tournament angler, listen, like, you may not know it, but you have a standard. You have a standard. You are influential in this game of fishing, and people look up to you. And so to see somebody like David and Christine to drive down and look at us like that, you know, that is that's a huge piece of humble pie.
Especially because when I look at David, who's, you know, he's a little bit older than us. If you look at our generation, the three of us sitting here, our wives, our friends, our parents, all of our information came from tournament anglers.
Yes.
We didn't have YouTube influencers and TikTok and all of these social media folks making videos, which is great. Like, Bill Dance was a tournament angler, started a TV show that shared his information. Chad Grigsby, still tournament fishes, had a TV show. Hank Parker was a tournament angler who's, we knew him because of their tournament, right? All the articles we were reading in Bassmaster Magazine, all the articles were written in our Sunday paper. Like, you, I don't know if you guys, but in Pennsylvania, Sunday had a big outdoor section. That's where they wrote all that stuff, was about the tournament angler. You said
their fishing reports.
Yeah, it was the techniques that they were using, how they were using them, why they were using. Now, you know, it's a little bit different, I think, now because podcasters, influencers on other platforms, you know, that have a lot bigger voice and they're seen more. So not everybody looks to the tournament scene. We have a lot of tournament anglers on, but because there's most of those folks that we have on, I'm not gonna say most, everybody we've had on wants to share that knowledge. I don't know that every tournament angler is like that. I think they most of them still do want to share that knowledge. But if you listen to our episode this week, well, it was last week now, with Seth. I mean, Seth dropped some straight knowledge bombs on that.
For sure.
Some juice. Going
on. Made me I thought I knew my whole life about 100%. Dock fishing.
Mm-hmm. Like, about not just dock fishing, just but the way I approach cover in general, yeah, like the way his thought process went, like you said, it's completely changed my thought process.
Yep.
And that's why we like having a lot of those folks on, because one, it's the education. And two, let's face it, you know, we all want to go to catch fish. They're some of the best in the world because they're doing it at the highest level.
Yep. Yep.
But that still doesn't mean of the 30 to 40 million fishing license holders every single year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not all bass fishermen.
No.
Very few. I mean, fewer watch probably like YouTube fishing content and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even fewer actually care about the tournaments. And like, I'll be honest, when I really got into fishing after I joined the Army and got my first tracker, my first boat, I didn't pay a lot of attention to tournament fishing. It wasn't probably till like 2017 or 18. I mean, back younger, you know about KBD and you know about some of the, you know, the big names. Of course,
Rick Klon.
Yeah, Rick. And of course, the guys who were on TV, like you would see them like, oh, they did well in this tournament and all. But like to stay focused, to follow it so much, like it's only been the last probably about 2017 or 18 that I really started really focusing on. And a lot of that was because I was going on YouTube and all to watch, not the live, but they used to post like 2 or 3 hour videos of recapping the entire tournament. Yeah. I just was watching to try to learn.
Sure.
Right. From some of the best folks. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's why we have them on, to help tell their story, how they got into it, and hopefully learn something that we can apply to put on the water too, because they are really good at what they do. And it doesn't matter if you follow them or not, that they've got something to add, right. To help our games out.
I just think this podcast alone has created these relationships and influenced people to watch the show and things like that. So if you think about how small this podcast is and then think about how big somebody in the tournament world is, that's the stuff that drives me crazy. Like, of course it's good news to talk, or it's funny news to talk about, like all the negativity, like, you know, the snagging fish, the whatever this, the whatever that, but like, dude, I've seen people get turned away from bass fishing because of the amount of drama. You know, I think that's important for us to like, hey, listen, like it might make for a hot take, but at the end of the day, like people are driving their life in a direction, and they'll get turned away quick if it's all filled with negativity. So I just think like, I think we are staying true to our mission. I'm really proud of what we're doing. And this was 100% to show for what we're doing. I mean, and you guys see it right there on the camera.
Yeah.
You know, Christine and David brought down this massive, like 400-pound, like metal podcast sign for us that Ben's holding up. What a cool deal. It's definitely going to get hung up in this podcast room. We really appreciate that. They didn't have to do that, man. But it was amazing to see them do it. And you know what's funny? So we got this show, right?
Well, we got that. And then David also coined us with, if you guys don't know, we talk about mental health a lot and veteran mental health and everybody's mental health. But the Valhalla Project is a project that creates memorial boxes for fallen service members, either in the line of duty or those that lost their battle with mental health. And they create these boxes free of charge, memorial boxes, and send them to the families of those soldiers. Most of the ones they do send are to folks that have lost the battle at home.
That's right.
That's their big thing. So he got us he coined us with a coin they sell. All the proceeds go to doing that. And then it has keep effing going, KFG on the back. Just a reminder that you're loved and to keep
and that your story isn't over.
And we got tasked too.
Yeah, we got tasked.
So whenever we take our veterans out,
gotta order some coins.
We got to coin our veterans.
We need some the One Cast coins. I'm looking.
We'll get some made.
That would be cool. But anyway, just super cool. Totally unnecessary. Anybody listening that's a fan of the show, if you're going to be down here and want to go spend some time on the water, give us some notice that you're going to be here. And I'll make time on a Saturday as long as we don't have a tournament or some family thing. Obviously, you know, family is huge. So we got to keep those, obligations in check. But I'll spend some time on the water with you, and you can run around and we'll laugh and have a good time. Anybody's more than welcome to come hang out when we do Fishing Friday Live and watch. I know Dave and Christine said that was like the highlight of their trip. Just cause it was cool to see how we do things here. And, I don't know where I'm going. I'm still just kind of blown away by this whole thing that went.
Yeah.
You know what else is really cool too? And, you know, Dave and Christine, awesome. And you are part of this family for sure. You know, we've talked about it before, but Pete's dad, right? Pete's dad has came down here numerous times. This table is from Pete's dad. We talk about it, weighs like 9 million pounds. He came down a few weeks ago and caught some fish with us and stuff too. But, you know, something that Pete's dad said to me when we were fishing, you know, he said, you know, Pete always wanted to have a fishing show when he was a little kid, right? And that's relative, right? Could be a fishing show on the water, could be a podcast, could be whatever, could be a YouTuber, whatever. But you got your fishing show, dude. Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Like thinking about it that long ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, watching, that was my weekend. If we weren't out fishing, was watching them folks, you know, Bill and Shaw and I mean, our heroes that we've talked to now and hung out with at shows, which is still kind of mind blowing.
Yeah.
We had Shaw on.
And I know as a kid, it was like, I want to do that because I want to fish all the time.
Yeah.
But now knowing what I know, it's about sharing knowledge. And I understand why, sure, Bill Dance, if you listen to the story, he did it because he knew he would have a more stable life, sure. Right? Yeah. But he also had a lot of knowledge he wanted to share, and he enjoyed those seminars and doing that stuff. The same with Shaw, a lot of knowledge to share. You know, Hank Parker quit tournament fishing for more stability, a more steady paycheck, but also a lot of knowledge to share. And you know, now that I'm older, that's really what it's about, because I know someday, you know, we're going to be gone. Everybody's going to be gone someday. It's one of the few things that we're guaranteed in life. But, you know, if our legacy is some of these young folks like Hunter, you know, my buddy's son or some of these other kids that we've met and interacted with, you know, take some of that knowledge and they go on to do something. Then, you know, if that's what I'm remembering for, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
It's trying to be a good person, man. And, trying to bring that positivity to this industry, because it really is. The loudest voices are always the negative voices, right? Like anywhere you go, you always hear the negativity the loudest. And that's kind of what we're seeing in the industry right now with all the forward facing and, oh, that fish was snagged and this person's cheating and that person did this and they're sleeping with this guy's wife and this guy's dude. Like it's like social media.
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, it really is. And all them guys just want to fish too. And all this stuff gets caught up. And sometimes we just need to reset and realize what it's all about. And this is what it was all about. And so Dave, Christine, bottom of my heart, and I know these guys too, and my wife and Brandy, thank you for coming down. I don't know if we're, you know, I don't know if we should be your heroes, but those words really were impactful and makes me want to keep going and get better and do more for this community. And those of you that do enjoy listening to three schmucks run their mouths in somebody's garage about fishing. Speaking of community, if you haven't yet, make sure you enter our giveaway. Go leave a review, subscribe to the YouTube channel. DM me a picture. We'll get you on there. We've done 2 months worth of giveaway. We have 3 more to do. I'm working now with some of our supporting partners, people we do stuff with, trying to put something pretty big together for our 2-year/100th episode. So more to come on that as we work through it.
I mean, that'd be around Christmas time. That'd be a good little
I'm working on something really, really that I think is really, really cool.
You going to dress up as Santa?
I mean, I could. Okay. You tow me around in the boat. Like we should do that. We should go to a Christmas parade.
I want to be an elf. 100%. I'm just saying, I'm just saying it's one of my favorite movies. Yeah,
something came to my mind that was really funny, but I can't say it. So, but no, I appreciate everybody that's tuning in and helping us continue to grow this culture. It's about anglers helping anglers. So thank you all. What's to come for us, man? We got any cool stuff? A couple more tournaments, and then that's done.
You guys got a couple more tournaments. We've got the Take the Warrior event here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Another Take a Warrior event. Warriors on the Water will be in
Special Operations Bass
Anglers. Bass Anglers, and then another Take a Warrior fishing event, both.
Yes.
Both in the fall. So we'll be talking more about those. If you're listening to this right now and you want to come down for the Special Operations Bass Anglers Tournament, it's the Friday before Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Lake Norman. Five fish limit.
I can't remember
the exact date.
No, they go out of Queens.
It's the Friday before Veterans
Day. So it's November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come down and fish that, you are not from North Carolina, DM me and let me know. I am looking at Airbnbs, and folks are more than welcome if they're going to come support that cause. I'm going to have to book something here pretty soon, but if you're interested, let me know, and I'll make sure I get a house big enough. I know the three of us at least will be there. I think Mike Johns is going to come up again, and I know there'll be more. So
yeah,
Seth may come. Seth Ellis from last week, but it's a team tournament, five fish limit, Spotted Bass Lake. The tournament is Friday, so I'm probably going to take Thursday, Friday off so I can pre-fish a little Thursday, fish a tournament Friday. We'll probably fish Saturday and then roll out Sunday. So get three days of fishing on beautiful and historic Lake Norman. Lake Norman really is a pretty lake.
It is.
Clear water, big house, big beautiful houses all over
it. Big largemouth, big spot.
Big largemouth, really big spots. Now, I just saw last week they had a 17-pound bag of all spots weighed in, I think it was.
Some bands.
Yeah. Gaston had a 16-pound bag of all spots weighed in at the ABA Pro Tour.
I know in the wintertime, like the February, March tournament, sometimes they'll have 20-pound bags of all spots.
Yeah. So they're getting some giant spots. The largemouth seem to be getting caught more frequently and seem to be better. I see a lot of really good largemouth now coming out in bags. So it's super fun, like, especially that time of year. You can pretty much throw a topwater the entire day if those fish are schooled up like they should be. I mean, I caught them on top water last year pretty much the whole day. You can catch them all kinds of fun ways. If you want a jig head minnow, it's a good time of year to learn how to do that. lots of cool stuff. So make sure you check that out.
Go ahead. I was going to say, because we were talking about what's going forward, we got that, but we're going to try to be down at one of the NPFL events, or at least a couple of us, depending on and schedules and all. I don't know. St. John's is what we were talking about, maybe, but we'll just have to see how the schedule goes from here. Yeah. And
the biggest thing for me is when I buy a house, because I'm gonna have to take a week to move all my stuff from Pennsylvania. So we'll see how much vacation time I have with a new job. But I think I can make a couple of days. I do think when are they on Lanier? Or I mean on Hartwell.
Oh, that's the other one we were like,
I think that's 3 weeks from now.
I think if it's not the weekend of the 18th, I'll probably drive down there for championship Saturday.
It is the weekend of the 18th because Jesse.
So unfortunately, I won't make it.
So let's recap upcoming. So May 18th, that is Take a Warrior fishing. We can't be down at Hartwell.
They still need a couple boaters. We still need a couple boaters. So if you're interested, shoot me a DM or email me at pete@warriorfishing.org, and I'll get you lined up with who you need to talk to for that.
We have – Pete and I have two regular tournament season events.
And a championship.
And a championship, which is in June. After that, I'm going to be running numerous veterans trips sanctioned by Heroes Harvest. HeroesHarvest.org. If you haven't checked them out, we're a 501c3. We do the mission is the exact same as Take a Warrior Fishing, as FX3 Inc., as Special Operations Bass Anglers. It is literally veteran outdoor therapy. So I'm going to run. I've already run a couple day trips. Pete jumped in and ran a day trip this year.
I'll be doing more for sure.
So we're definitely going to do that. We'll probably co-op something between Take a Warrior Fishing and Heroes Harvest. And then, following June, after our championship.
I will say, anybody interested in fishing June, July, August, I'll probably be on the rivers of Eastern North Carolina. So if you're interested in going over there and learning a little bit, holler at me. But anyway, after that, we'll look into September. I don't think there's anything going on in September.
And then October and November. So November is the SOBA tournament. So, and that'll pretty much wrap up the fishing season. So it's a pretty full schedule. it's going to, and one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to at these charity events is networking with great people to come onto this show and talk about their mission. You know, another thing that I want to do is, I got a lot of avid outdoorsmen and Heroes Harvest that are big turkey hunters, elk hunters, steelhead fishermen, and stuff like that. I know that at any point in time I can get them on the show. And, so we'll probably end up doing that to diversify the conversation a little bit and get some different.
You're definitely going to.
Yeah.
Sounds like some, we got to get out of our comfort zone. We got to get some crappie fishermen, some catfish. I know y'all love fishing. I've got multiple saltwater guys that are, I just need to schedule. Like, they're ready to come on and talk fishing. But there is an event in September. Hold on, let me decline this call real quick. I'll call him, my nephew. I'll call him back. September 7th. Is what they call a Warrior Fest, which is a warrior take a warrior fishing event. It's at the Tap Yard, which is like a local bar restaurant place. They're gonna have food, bands, prizes, maybe a cornhole tournament. We're talking about doing that, and that's just a fundraising event. It'll be a good time. So that's going on September 7th. If you're in North Carolina area, and then the other warrior fishing event, which is our big event. This will be the third year we've done it. This is a tournament, quote unquote. It's not a tournament. It's just a day of fishing. It's any fish, go out, have fun. Doesn't matter what you catch. It's just about getting warriors on the water. That is November 2nd on Sharon Harris. And more details to come, but November 2nd is coming for that one. So if that's something you're interested in doing, you can RSVP now, either as a boater or as a warrior, veteran, or active duty. And then as Trey sets stuff up, with Heroes Harvest, we'll get that information out. I'm definitely going to be running some of those trips. And I want to do something like ever on the rivers. I want to get a veteran out there jacking them on frogs, bro. Like, we need to make it happen.
I'll put a post up for it and we'll definitely make it happen. You know, the last thing I want to say before I end my piece and we end the show is, you know, we talked about David and Christine. We talked about Larry. We talked about all the anglers and all the friends, the biologists, all these people we've had on the show. But I do want to give a huge shout out to all those that support this show, not only the viewers, but the sponsors, right? So OneCast Fishing, Carolina Waters, Hobie Eyewear, Eric Schwinn at Mossy Oak Properties. I mean, did I miss any? That's not a whole lot, right? But it's the ones that we know, the ones that we trust, you know, like, and I think that matters, that we pick our partners and pick our friends wisely and keep our circle small.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a huge shout out to those guys that support
show. Oh, Cashin Rods has thrown us some stuff for giveaways. Yep.
Missile Baits
has sent stuff to us for giveaways. Swamp Fox Custom Lures. Tony Soft Plastics. Tony sent us some stuff. Jeff at Kingfisher Designs, who did these drawings, also designed our logo. If you're looking for artwork, he sells prints of all the stuff he does. He also does custom logo work and all that stuff. He does some really, really cool stuff. So if you're looking for any artwork, make sure you check him out, Kingfisher Designs. I need to put it somehow. His link got dropped out of our description. I need to put it back in there. So sorry about that, Jeff. I'm going to get you added back.
I just want to say thank you to Barry. Barry,
100%.
Barry's our dude that, you know, puts the work in. After hours and edits all of our video and audio and stuff like that. So Barry, we appreciate it. And you know, we stay true to exactly what we talked about, which was dropping an episode per week. Sorry, David and Christine. I know you guys talked about like Fishing Friday Live and like when we don't do it, kind of, you know, interrupts the routine, but, we do our best to do the Fishing Friday Lives.
There won't be one tomorrow.
There won't be one.
It'll be tomorrow if you're listening to
this. Yeah, it won't be one tomorrow.
I will be in South Carolina, and Trey will be at our angler meeting for
our
almost last event. We're in a tight points race with our friends Mikey and Nick. So we got two events. We got Falls Mayo and then Falls Lake left. So it's gonna come down to the wire.
It's been fun so far.
It's been a blast,
man. Whoever gets it, it was meant to be. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
I'm just happy to be consistent. You know? And like we said, if you haven't listened to our Fishing Friday, Trey and I sat down and kind of set goals for the year, what we were looking for. We wanted to be consistent. We didn't want to be running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And we've done both those. We've gone into each event with a plan. We've stuck to that plan, and we've been consistent in our finishes, and we've caught 5 fish so far in every tournament. Knock on wood that we can keep that rolling. I know the next one's going to be a little bit harder, so solo fishing. Unless one of your family members wants to jump in with you, but maybe get my dad to come down and fish with you.
He's family.
Yeah, it's family.
He's fishing family. But 100%.
It's yeah. So Mikey, Nick, good luck. we're not giving up.
Can't run that boat. Can't run the boat with no prop, bro.
It's only three. That's right. Can't run the prop with or the boat with no prop, and your trolling motor won't work if your batteries are disconnected. So
that's all I got.
Yeah. No. Just Ben, you got anything?
Trey was actually echoed the sentiments that I was thinking. Exactly, like that was exactly what I was thinking. It's crazy to think about us sitting up here running our sucks, just talking fishing. Yep. Hopefully be able to impart knowledge. You know, that's the whole thing. Like we've tried to showcase folks all across the industry within fishing that if you love this sport, you love this hobby, that you don't have to be a tournament angler. So many ways you could be connected on the water. And we know how much, you know, it's great for therapy. And then we do a lot with veterans, but for anybody, just getting outdoors, getting in nature does a lot. And then the episode's a little bit different because we've had guests for weeks.
This is like our State of the Union.
Yeah,
State of the OneCast.
State of the OneCast. And it's amazing to see the impact we've actually had. For the responses we're getting, like, I honestly don't really have words for it. So
that's true.
I just appreciate everyone out there.
Yeah, this has been years in the making. Ben and I talked about this 3 or 4 years ago.
Making jigs
when he was double slinged and his wrists were broken. Both his legs were jacked up when he got in his truck accident. And we were just talking about fishing. I'm like, we should record this stuff. And then it took a while. Trey came in the picture and it all finally came together when it was meant to. And it's been super fun. It's been super humbling. The fact that people do listen to us. Looking forward to continuing to bring you, if there's content you want to see as far as like on the water videos, informational
or
stuff,
guests.
If there's guests recommendations you have, understand that like it may not be possible if you start sending me like Gerald Swindle's name 100 times. Some of those folks are super hard to track down, but if a lot of you ask, we will do what we can. We've built a pretty good network, so we can get in touch with a lot of folks, but we want it to be interesting to you. So if it's influencers, that's probably not super hard because they're all out there trying to get their name bigger and bigger so we can get with them. And it's actually something I want to do. I want to have a few come on just to kind of talk about their, you know, how they do things and what it's meant to them. Because I can imagine, I guess you could consider us influencers because we're not tournament anglers, right? Like we influence through our talk and stuff. I'm sure it's just as humbling for anybody that gets into it because it's the great unknown, right? Like we didn't know, is anybody going to listen? We didn't care. We figured maybe a few people would, not that we didn't care, but
parents,
we never siblings. Knew. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to listen. I don't think she does anymore.
Yeah. She got tired of the fishing. I know my dad still does. And my mom every once in a while will watch when it's on, but just to have folks continue to support and listen and is humbling yeah, it's what we came to do is to help everybody. So appreciate that. Make sure you check out all of those supporters that Trey talked about, all those organizations we talk about all the time. They're linked every week down below in the description. I do need to add Take Away Fishing regularly. They're not in my regular loop, so I need to add them to it. But make sure you check them out. All the information on those tournaments that we keep talking about is in those links. And how you can get involved, whether you want to volunteer, if you want to take folks fishing, whatever it is, you can get to them through those. So make sure you check those links out in the description below or in our link tree, which is in the description, has the links to all that stuff as well. So just really thankful for y'all. We are definitely blessed far more than I think I deserve, but we'll keep trying to be positive and spread the message. And we'll help continue growing a culture of anglers, helping anglers one cast at a time.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, God, it's a toad, son. It's a toad, dude.
Let's go. I wake up to a little bit of drool on my pillow, feel like it's gonna be a bad day.